With society's endless expectations upon you and mental health and anxiety issues on the rise, finding your true authentic self can be challenging. Being your true self is a key and never a mistake because you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically. Join Dr. Kim R. Grimes as she creates a safe space and initiates influential conversations about you being you. Listen to discussions featuring step-by-step guides, techniques, and principles that you can sink your teeth into about uncovering your greatness, triggering a mindset shift, and living beyond your limiting beliefs. The time to connect with who you were created to be and fall madly in love with you starts now. Here's your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome, listeners. Welcome, my faithful followers. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Welcome to another episode of You Are You, Unapologetically. We're the podcast where we empower you to embrace your authentic self. That's what we're here for. I'm just saying. And you guys know I am your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes. And today we're diving into another one of those juicy topics that is absolutely critical for healthy relationships. Hence, I said healthy relationships. We're talking about setting boundaries and how it is key to healthy relationships. So I bet you're wondering, why is this topic so important or why does it matter? Here's why. Because we're human beings. And as human beings, we were created to be in relationships. Yeah, we need to be in relationships. That's why when COVID happened, we were, oh my gosh, out of the frame. Because we couldn't touch, we couldn't see, we couldn't, right? We need to be in relationship. Relationships with our parents, with relationship with friends, with colleagues, with coworkers, relationship with a significant other, someone that you really have strong feelings for, you in love with. Relationships are important, and setting boundaries is the key to healthy relationships. And so, we know that boundaries must exist. And when boundaries are established within a relationship, when they are not respected, right? When they're not honored, when they're not considered, and when they're not even known, right? When this occurs, then I need you to understand. You will find yourself in a toxic and or unhealthy relationship. See, boundaries are not just about saying no. Boundaries are about defining who you are, what you stand for, and how you allow others to treat you within a relationship. I always say, you know, when someone says to me, well, they made me feel, and I say, no, they didn't make you. You allowed it, right? They made me feel dumb. No, you allowed it. Because it's in the relationship, right? It's what we allow people to do to us. That's what they're going to do. So without boundaries in your relationship, the relationship will become draining. It will be unhealthy. It will be toxic. Some of them, we hear a whole lot about domestic abuse, right? Because there are boundaries that have been crossed or disrespected or not acknowledged, right? Frankly, your relationship will become unsustainable without boundaries. So whether it's with friends, family, a romantic partner, or even a coworker, colleague, setting and maintaining boundaries is how we cultivate respect and self-worth. That's how we do it. That's how it gets done. So in this episode, we're going to explore why boundaries are so important, how to address and set them effectively, and what to do when people push back. Yeah, people are going to push back. When people cross your boundaries or the boundaries that you have in place, we're going to talk about what you can do. I'll also give some real life examples to help you understand the power, and I said the power of boundaries and how they can transform your relationship and your confidence, not only in yourself, but in that relationship. So how about you grab a cup of your favorite tea, or if it's a cold beverage, grab that instead. Let's get comfortable and let's talk about how you can start setting boundaries like a pro. All right, so let's start with the basics. What are boundaries? What are boundaries? When I first heard this word, I was thinking I saw a barrier, right? That was in my thoughts. I just saw a barrier. And a barrier is something, it's physical and it blocks off, right? You know, if you ever walk or drive on a highway, right? You have a barrier where you're driving, right? It's a barrier that's there to keep you on the road and not in the trees, right? If you ever had walked past incident where police are involved, or if it was a crime scene, they put up barriers, right? Either the tape or, you know, the actual physical barriers. That's what I was thinking about. But when we talk about boundaries, we're not talking about barriers, right? What we're talking about is boundaries. So let's keep it simple. Boundaries are the invisible line that define what is acceptable in your relationship and what is not acceptable, again, in your relationship. That's what boundaries are, right? They're invisible. Now, you can easily put up, you know, some tape, right? Don't cross this line. But that's majority of the boundaries are invisible. So it's these invisible lines that protect your emotional well-being. They protect your time and your mental energy. I'm telling you, they do. Our boundaries that we put in place, they communicate to the world by saying, this is what I will accept and this is what I will not accept. And it's up to us as individuals to be able to share that with the world in our relationships, because the purpose is to keep them healthy, right? So let's take an example. Imagine you have a friend, you adore this friend, and you really care for this friend, but this friend always calls at late at night, right? Maybe before you're about to go to bed or while you're in bed, and their purpose is just to vent. Vent about their problem, vent about what happened that day, and you listen because you care for them. You listen because you want to be supportive, but you know, after a while, you realize this is starting to drain you. It's beginning to wear on you. You wake up the next morning exhausted and tired because you were on the phone listening to them vent. And it begins to affect your entire day. So in this situation, a boundary will be telling your friend something like this. You know, I really love talking to you. I really appreciate you. And I truly want to support you. But I just can't take the late night calls anymore. I really can support you much better if we can just catch up during the day when I can be fully present for you. And I can really clearly hear and listen to what's going on with you. See, without boundaries in our relationships, we become resentful, misunderstood, overextended, and exhausted. Yes. And so here's the thing. People who truly love you and care about you, see, they will respect your boundaries. They will. But it's those who get angry with you, those who try a guilt trip on you. See, they are the people, they are the ones who benefit from you not having boundaries in place. And so that's why they get angry. And that's why they get frustrated with your boundaries. Setting boundaries, I need you to know this, and I need you to understand what I'm saying. Setting boundaries is not selfish. It's self-care. It's self-care. It's how you show up as your best self in your relationship. That's what it's all about. Has nothing to do with being selfish. So let's talk about how to set boundaries effectively, right? Because sometimes it's hard for us, especially as women. It's hard for us. We struggle. I know I did, especially when it came to come to saying no. All right. So we know that boundaries are important because we said that it helps the relationship in a healthy way. But many of us, particularly women, we struggle with setting boundaries because we don't want to seem rude. We don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. And a lot of us have a hard time saying no. I was one of them. So here's what I want you to remember. Setting a boundary is not about pushing people away. It's not. It's about creating healthy relationships that works for both parties, a relationship that is healthy and where you can support each other. See, that's why you want boundaries in your relationship. Oh my goodness. I'm just thinking of, you know, being in a relationship with my husband for, we'll be married 30 years, but knowing each other, being in a relationship for 4 years, 34 years, and without the boundaries, oh my goodness, I know we wouldn't be together. I'm just using that as an example and sharing that. I know that as a fact. So let me share with you how you can set some boundaries. So the first thing you want to do is identify your limits. Identify, yeah, like I said, limits. So the other words that I would like to use are what triggers you. Identify the things that triggers you. Think about what makes you feel uncomfortable. When you're talking a colleague, a friend, your parent, right? These people who we're in relationships with, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, think about what makes you feel uncomfortable. What frustrates you? What drains you? What makes you feel disrespected or you're not being paid attention to, right? Look at those things. Take a moment and think about those things. Think about a moment that had occurred when you felt resented, right? Or you felt like disrespected. Think about those things and write them down. Because these are the moments that if they're not addressed, resentment will come in, right? Resentment will come in. And when you feel resentment, then that's a clear sign that a boundary has been crossed or disrespected. So identify your limits, know your triggers. Another thing you can do is communicate clearly. I love to use the word clarity or clear, right? Like, are you clear? Like when I'm speaking to someone, are you clear? Or when I'm not sure of something that someone is saying to me, I'll say, I'm not clear, or can you give me more clarity? So use simple, direct language. Be clear and concise when you speak. It's that simple. For example, if a coworker constantly is interrupting you while you're working, you're trying to get your work done and the coworker is just interrupting you, you can say to the coworker in a kind, gentle way, get that, kind, gentle way, I really need uninterrupted time to focus. So let me get this done, and then I'll be able to, you know, focus on you or you know, give you, you know, be present with you. So let's be specific and clear on the things that we want to say when we're communicating clearly. Let's talk about consistent. Consistent. You have to be consistent. So if you have a boundary that you don't respect and you put it out there, and people are crossing this boundary or disrespecting it, but you don't respect it, right? Other people will not either. So you have to be consistent with your boundaries. Set boundaries and then don't make exceptions over and over again. Stick to your boundaries. People will assume that you didn't mean it if you keep making exceptions or you keep changing, you know, disrespecting your own boundaries. Stick to it. Be consistent. You have to stand firm. You know the saying, you have to stand for something or you'll fall for anything, right? But stand firm for this. Stand firm. You have to make sure your yes means yes and your no means no, right? There are no gray area. And I mean no gray area. Okay? Clear? All right. So here's another thing. This is the fourth thing that I said. I wasn't keeping up with it, but just so for those who are listening, I did say know your limits or identify your triggers, right? Know your limits, identify your triggers, communicate clearly, and be consistent. So this is the fourth thing that I want to share as well. Don't over-explain. Don't over-explain on how you feel. When I say no, I mean no, right? And I'm not going to give an apology for saying no or giving, you know, a long explanation on why I said no. It's just like when I'm saying to you, you are you unapologetically. And I say, you owe no one an apology for being you. You don't. So what I'm saying is, you don't have to give a long, drawn out explanation about your no. It applies to your boundaries. Same thing, you don't have to give an apology for you being you when you are authentic. When you're being fake and phony, start apologizing and explaining that part. No is a full sentence. No, it's a full sentence. You can put a period after it or you can put an explanation behind it. It's up to you, like whatever the circumstance requires or calls for. If needed, you can give a short reason, but you don't have to over explain. Because when I say no, it works well, right? When I say no, the word no works well, right? No gives a short reason such as because it doesn't feel good, right? Or I'm not in that space, or right now is just not a good time for me. When you give more explanation, it causes confusion. And so don't justify yourself excessively. Just say no and let them know what that small, short reason is, right? If you don't, the person's not going to take you seriously. And they're going to continue to cross your boundary. All right. Five, expect pushback. Expect pushback. So everyone will not like your boundaries. It's just like everyone's not going to like you. And you have to be okay with that. Everyone's not going to like your boundaries that you put in place. And they will do their best to cross them. They will do their best. I'm trying to tell you, they will. Some people will test your limits. Some people will push your buttons. Some people, right, will trigger you. They will give you pushback and not expect you to say anything, not expect you to hold them accountable, to call them out. Some people will blatantly cross your boundaries because they want to. And especially, these are the people, especially those people who benefit from you not having boundaries in place, who can use and abuse you and do whatever it is that they want, those are the people that will cross your boundaries all the time. But like I said before, you must stand your ground. You must stand your ground. Take a stand. And like I said before, you have to stand for something or you will fall for anything. So stand your ground, period. Period. So those are five things that will help you to put boundaries in place. Now, let's go through some real life scenarios, right? Take a moment and imagine you have a family member, a close family member, a sister, a brother, a cousin, an aunt, an uncle. It could be your mother. It could be your father. Someone who's constantly criticizes your life choices all the time. You can never do right by them. You with me now, right? You got that person in your mind? Okay. Every time you see this person, they have something negative to say about you. Something negative to say, either it's about your job, about your partner, about your friends, about your work, even about your appearance. A boundary here should be in place. You want to put a boundary in place, definitely. And it could sound like this. I value our relationship, but I won't engage in conversations that make me feel judged, that make me feel belittled, that make me feel less than. I'm not going to do that. I appreciate you, but I'm not going to do that. So let's talk about something positive instead, something uplifting. Let's talk about that. Let's do that. That's a real life scenario that I know we've all experienced. Yeah, it might feel uncomfortable at first when you bring it up, but you're not responsible for their reaction. You're not responsible for that. You're responsible for, get this, your peace. You're responsible for your energy. You're responsible for your joy. You're not responsible for their reaction. And if this, what I suggested, does not work, you may have to leave from their presence, ultimately, right? Leave from their presence. Leave the room. Or you may even have to break off the relationship and not interact with them anymore. That's how important boundaries are in a healthy relationship. So how do you want to go about handling guilt, right? Because when we say no, when we say, you know, I'm no longer will have this conversation with you anymore, guilt is going to come in. That's our biggest challenge that we face as women, right? In setting boundaries is guilt. Guilt comes in. Guilt is something, oh boy, it is something else. It's a whole conversation. I'm just going to have to do a podcast alone on guilt just by itself, but it shows up. It shows up. We have been conditioned by society, by our family, to be caretakers, especially as women, to be people pleasers, to nurture, right? And so when we finally say, I can't do this, or no, I don't want to do this or do that, we feel like we're being selfish. And that's not true. We make ourselves feel bad. But let me ask you this question. If saying no to someone else means saying yes to yourself, is that really selfish? Is it? Is it really? Or is that self-respect? Or self-care? Or self-love? I'm just saying. Okay. So here's how I want you to handle the guilt. I want you to take a moment and remind yourself that setting boundaries is an act of self-love and self-care. And it's something that we each of us, we need it. It's just as important as air. And so if you don't protect your time, if you don't protect your energy, if you don't protect your joy, if you don't protect your happiness, who will? So keep in mind that you're not responsible for how others are going to react to your boundaries. That's not your responsibility. The only emotions you can control are yours. You can't control anybody or everybody else's emotions. You can't. Not to sound mean, but their emotions are not your burden to carry. They're not. And not saying that you don't care about their emotions, which we do. But I need to put that out there. I need to put that out there. I want you to think about how important it is, okay, for you to set boundaries and remind yourself that this is self-care. I need you to do what I started doing, and that was practicing saying no in a way that it feels comfortable to me. I had to practice that. I had to practice saying no, no. But not only that, only no, no, I can't support you in that space. No. This time, it's not a good time for me right now. Notice I'm not going into a detailed explanation. Saying no is not a bad thing. So don't make it wrong. Don't make saying no wrong. Start small, right? If needed. Even something like, I love to help, but I can't commit to that right now. Right? That's a powerful boundary that you put in place. Now, let's look at pushback. Oh boy, you're going to have some pushback and we have to talk about it, right? I know you know of some people who have, because they're going to test you. They're going to test your boundaries, right? Why not? Make no mistake about it. They will, especially those people. And I've said it before, especially those people who benefit from you not having boundaries in place. Those people who have gotten used to you saying yes all the time and being there all the time, right? These are the people that you're going to get some pushback from. There may be someone who may keep overstepping or giving you pushback because, like I said, they're so used to you telling them yes all the time. So in this situation, you need to reinforce a boundary or your boundary. You need to reinforce it. And you can say something like, I've already said I can't do it. I just can't do it. So please, please respect my decision. Please respect that. Or you can say something like, I'm not going to continue this conversation if you don't or if you can't respect my boundary. Like, you have to put that out there. You have to. Because if not, they're going to disrespect it. They're going to give you pushback, or they're not going to acknowledge your boundary. And it is okay. And I said it is okay to repeat yourself. You don't have to argue with anyone. Don't get into that. Just stand firm. And don't make saying no wrong. Don't make it wrong, because it's not. It's not wrong. We all deserve relationships that fulfills us and nurtures us, right? Nourishes us and make us feel like we are in a good, healthy relationship. We don't want relationships that will drain us or exhaust us. We don't deserve that. You deserve to be respected. You deserve to be heard. You deserve to be valued. We all do. Boundaries are the invisible lines that define what is accepted, what I'm going to take, what I'm going to tolerate, and what is not accepted, what I won't tolerate in this relationship or in your relationship. These invisible lines, they protect your emotional well-being. They protect your time. They protect your health and they protect your mental energy. Yes, they do. So boundaries communicate again to the world that we're in. It communicates to the world that we're in. It tells the world, this is what I am accepting, and this is what I will not accept. Being clear and concise, right? It isn't about keeping people away. So I need to emphasize that again. Setting boundaries is not about keeping people away or pushing them away. It's about making sure the right people, and I said the right people, stay in relationship with you. And that's what's important. You are allowed to say no. You are allowed to put yourself first. And the people who truly, dearly love you, they will understand and they will support you. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. So before we wrap up, I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you this week. I want to challenge you to identify one area in your life where you need a stronger boundary or stronger boundaries, right? One area. Take a moment. I want you to stop. I want you to think about it. I want you to write it down. I want you to acknowledge it. Is it at work? Is it with a family member? Is it with your mother? Is it with your sister? Is it with your father? Right? Is it with an aunt or a cousin? Is it in a romantic relationship or a platonic relationship with a coworker or a colleague? Just identify one area. And I want you to take one step, just one step. And I want you to establish a boundary. Maybe it's having a conversation with someone that is, or maybe it's saying, No, I can't do it right now without an overly explaining yourself or apologizing, right? Maybe it's simple. It's something simple as recognizing where your limits are. But start small, but start somewhere. Start somewhere. Because with our society's rigid expectations and endless opinion, self-expression and self-appreciation can feel challenging and daunting. Most of the time, this pushes you down to dumb down, to hide, to run, to not deal with anything, right? And just go with the flow. You are you unapologetically means being true to who you are and how you were created and not apologizing. And allowing people's opinion to affect how you show up in life, right? Everybody's going to talk about you. There's no exemption. You're not exempt from that. But you have no time to be intimidated by what, by the presence of people and by what they say or what they think, and cause you to think so little of yourself. When you show up without pretense, when you show up without hesitation, when you show up, fully show up being you unapologetically, no one, absolutely no one can dull your glamour. I say this time and time again. And most importantly, you will be inspired to shine your light. Shine your light on others who need it, who are looking for it. Share with others, help others, and help others to tap into their brilliance. So this is all about putting an end. End to disparaging mindset and begin to own your authentic self. That's what this is all about. That's what this podcast is all about. And so thank you for joining me. And I want you to continue to join me in this safe space where we have influential conversations. We have conversations about you being you. Because you are you unapologetically, and no one, absolutely no one, is better at being you than you. No one. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. That wraps it up for today. Our episode, that is. And I hope this conversation has inspired you in the smallest way so that it will make a change in you that you will set boundaries and protect your peace. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend who needs to hear this, right? No judgment whatsoever. Or share it with someone who needs to set boundaries. And remember, setting boundaries is not about being difficult. It's about you being you unapologetically. Okay, until next time, take care of yourself, set your boundaries, keep your peace, and protect your energy. Ciao, ciao for now. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode. May this transformational discussion shift your mindset so you can live in possibility, so you can step higher in your greatness and stand bolder in your brilliance. Do not wait another minute. Start now to uncover your greatness and begin to fall madly, in love with you. The journey to unleashing and owning your true self doesn't end here. Be sure to subscribe to the show at KimRGrimes.com. Leave a rating and gear up for more conversations like this one. See you on the next episode. And remember, you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically.